You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.
Wop, baba, loobop, rock, bamboo. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast that dives deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy theories.
And we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listener, have at home. It's a motherfucking mini episode.
Yeah, it's a little one on you, bitch ass.
Just a little tiny one,
just
bitch.
Just a little tiny just one.
Hit you with a tiny one, and you sitting there like, damn, dude, what do I do about that?
What do I do? I'm a big guy. I want a big one. No, not today.
I mean, I like that they give me something, but yeah, it's so little.
Yeah, well, you know what? You only get little in the late end of the week. That's how it goes. Big for the beginning of the week. I mean, granted, yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, when we're recording, it is the beginning of the week, but that's our business, not yours.
You don't know where I am.
We are here to record another mini episode, and specifically, we thought it might be a good idea to return to an ongoing segment. This is now our second run at this segment, a segment that we've affectionately coined Hotepery with Hemet. Hotepery with Hemet, part two. Too Hemet, Too Furious is maybe.
Hemet, Tokyo Drift.
Well, that'll be our third one, and we're going to change the brand when we get to that one.
Little hint, sneak, Lil Bow Wow's in it.
Yes, Lil Bow Wow's in it. And we don't know it yet, but he'll come back after that many years later.
And space, for some reason, is complicated.
But one of the things that we do when we do Hotepery with Hemet, we unpack the work of Bobby Hemet. Bobby Hemet, as our listeners may remember, is one of the more famed, maybe possibly the most famous Hotep of the internet. He is wild. He is vocal, and he has trouble breathing in a lot of his videos. And I'm a big fan. I've been watching now tens of hours of Bobby Hemet interviews and lectures. So I've absorbed a lot of the information, some of which I like to share with Bori and see how he feels about what's going on in the world.
I can't wait.
Great.
I can't wait.
An exciting thing that I came about in my study of Bobby Hemet, this was later, and I don't think we've talked about this. Bobby Hemet argues at one point that Black people originally settled Ireland, France, Russia, and Bosnia. And Stalin did not, in fact, kill 20 million people because his nation would have turned against him. But instead, he did ethnic cleansing in Russia, eliminating the remaining Black population.
Okay.
Take your time, big dog. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
To unpack. Okay.
Yep.
Here's my first thing that I say to this. There seems to be no route. Does that make sense? In these places that were colonized by, it seems to be sort of haphazard.
France, Ireland to France to Russia to Bosnia. There's no like footsteps we're following there.
Right. Like, and so were these just a group of exploratory? Is it like, is it the Moors? Is that what we're saying? Like, because the Moors went to Spain, but this skips over Spain and goes to France.
Yeah.
And then what were the other ones?
It was Ireland, it's France,
so then we go
Russia and Bosnia.
Okay, so Ireland and France kind of make sense because it's like maybe they sailed from France to Ireland, like around, you know, right? That makes sense,
they,
right?
Yeah, they did a little bit of weird sailing, but there is a chance that they could at least be on a boat and have a direct line to France. Right.
But then from Ireland and France over to where?
To Russia and then Bosnia.
To Russia and then Bosnia.
I don't know that they were. I think you are presenting the option of tracing their footsteps. He did not present this as like first Ireland, then France, then blah, 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 then blah, blah, blah. He's saying black people were first in all of these places and were then in various ways cleansed out of them.
Okay. I mean, I guess. Also, why Bosnia, not Herzegovina? Just a question.
First of all, maybe Bobby Hemmett, like me, didn't know that that was a place.
That's what they call the. That's what they call it, is Bosnia and Herzegovina, right?
Yeah, well, I knew one of them.
And, all right, that's all that matters.
Not the and.
You remember the good stuff. And then also, Russia is so big.
Mm-hmm.
Is he saying that we had all of Russia?
Yes. Yeah, we were top dog in Russia, and specifically it wasn't that Stalin's sort of like, you know, national wiping, or not just national, but Stalin's mass murder of all of these people was not in fact what they claim it is. That is changing of history is what he says when they say that 20 million of his citizens or his people were killed. It was specifically the black population, thus now it's all white.
So, okay, because this is how you're going to know how stupid I am.
Yeah.
Was it, thanks for the backup, big dog.
That wasn't a judgment, I just wasn't slowing you down.
The Russian Revolution with Stalin was an overthrow of the monarchy, right?
Frankly, I don't know a lot about Russian history to be able to say.
But it's like the Bolshevik. What I'm saying is they were switching from a monarchy, though.
So yeah, he's saying that
the monarchy was black people.
I think he's saying that this is long before even the monarchy, although it's weird, right? Because he's saying Stalin was able to eliminate this massive population of black people, but like Stalin doesn't date back that far.
That's
right?
What I'm
like,
saying.
We would have had some kind of
this
record
just now
of black people before this, and there isn't like anybody. But his argument, and I remember seeing this in one of the conversations, is that white people have become so effective at sort of like rewriting history and sort of like creating misinformation inside of their literatures that we don't remember things that are actually real.
I mean, but this is long enough that this would be people's great grandmas, right? Like
there's an argument to say that it would be your literal grandparents, not even your great grandparents.
So this is stupid.
I
gotta, come on, man.
I love that. There's he also argues in relation to sort of this same idea, he argues that the allegory of St. Patrick running the snakes out of Ireland actually refers to the quote unquote snake people, the black folks who were run out of Ireland. And the river dance is a black dance as well, is what he says.
That is the only part of this that I can get behind.
Whoa.
You think Michael Flatley invented that?
So you're saying black people came up with river dance and white people just made it whatever version it is now.
Yeah, see, now I'm back on board with the maybe black. It's so hard to eradicate an entire race from a, like, that, like, what, like, you can't kill all of any, like, to think that there wouldn't be ones that got away and told the story of what truly happened is like a very, that's like not a very smart way to think.
You know what else is occurs to me is I think we would have a lot of trouble killing off another race because we still really like fucking each other.
We fucking each other.
Yeah, like if at any point we start to want to mass murder an entire race of people, we go, yeah, but not the bad bitches, not the thick ones. Don't kill the thick ladies.
And there's all, please Lord, every night when I say my prayers, as I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord the thick to keep.
And if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord the thick don't take.
Yeah. Just make that big old booty shake. Amen. If you ever wanted a clip of what we do on this podcast, I think
that's the most accurate one.
I think that was really what we're up to the most time.
That's sort of our cover letter. That's how we introduce ourselves.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what He says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But no, yeah, I think that this is stupid. This one's stupid. So I want to be with Bobby Emmett, but sometimes it's like, this is so dumb. You can't.
Yeah,
there's not a lot to fight for here.
Yeah,
it feels he just picked some random countries, right?
I do feel that and felt that while I was watching that, like, I get what the goal is, right? The goal is ultimately to say that our histories have been stolen from us, that, like, there's a lot we will never be able to fully know about our existence, about, like, what we come from and the power that we used to have in the world. I get that on a principle level. But then when you start to introduce fucking Ireland and Bosnia as like the home of where Black people were born, it starts to feel like, all right, bro, you're just throwing darts right now. And yeah, I love that vibe.
It also feels to me like this very, I think we come across this a lot when we're talking about all these fucking Black conspiracy theories. I feel like we come across this thing where it's like, it becomes very Eurocentric again, where it's this idea that being from Europe is inherently better, so that Black people, there must be a possibility of being from these places as opposed to Africa's great, and maybe we just have a history that's lost. It's this rejection of Africa again. Yeah. I think that is like so deep at the core of so, like, why is the want so bad for us to have a different ancestral homeland?
Yeah, I think if you were to present that argument to Bobby Hemmett, he would say that it is not, that it's about not connecting to Africa as much as it is saying our reach was broader than just Africa. That, like, we
do you understand everywhere. How big Africa is, even compared to those four countries he named? Like, it's like this. That's what I mean. That's my issue. Is like, if you're all of Africa, you're a majority of the world.
Yeah, it's the biggest continent in the world.
So it's this thing where it's like, no, there's not more Asians. No, there's goddamn sure not more Europeans. This is where everything, like, it's a giant space. You know what I mean? Controlling Africa is controlling a major part of the world.
And to that point, I've read this a few times that, like, even on, like, global maps, they have to shrink Africa down
exactly
to make it look less intimidating, quote unquote, or sort of like all consuming as it actually would be if we were looking at it from space or
exactly.
Whatever the fuck it is.
Exactly. So it's like, it's just this great disconnect. It's also like fertile. It's a very rich, like physically very rich place. Like, it's like all these things aren't terrible things. That it's been fucked up for the past couple hundred years, but like, don't like take that into like consideration of it was never this. It's very anti-African.
There were arguments he had before this where he sort of suggested, and we talked about this actually yesterday in the live stream. This is where I got that from. Where he suggested that some of the histories of the world are secretly African born, and then white people move them to different locations. He says that part of like the argument for like the original Hebrews being Black was that they are born. The real story is of people that are African, and then that eventually through history gets moved to Israel to make us believe that it is white people's history instead of Black people's history. And so that, while I don't necessarily agree with it, at least feels like it's rooted in what you're arguing for, which is like a pride in African richness. Whereas this one feels like, I don't know, man, we also are Antarctic and Icelandic.
For Black people to be great doesn't mean they have to have a part of everything that's great in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that becomes the issue with seeing our people as a monolith. I think that becomes this issue of also viewing white people as a monolith, where you're like, this is all white people, so this all must be the same shit, and they all can tap into a part of that. And that's not necessarily true.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. We do not have to own everything to own the best things,
or right,
to be able to have pride in our ownership.
Right, and the ownership of the best things is not necessarily, I don't think you're allowed to consider it. You can't look at white people as just white people if you're looking at it in that manner. You do have to look at each countries and histories of places and shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The British have all that shit and plundered all that shit. The Irish didn't. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you look at white people as a monolith like that, you take that away. And then I understand why it becomes this giant thing you feel the need to tap into for supremacy.
And I also think it's
kind of confused.
Some of that, it seems like he's trying to take advantage of exactly what you're saying, where he's like, these are also people who were abused and taken advantage of by the crown, by the British sort of monarchy. And therefore, the idea that they were wiped out, quote unquote, kind of is an easier hiding place than if you say it for fucking England or Spain or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like those places are a little more like, apparently we know their history to be documented a very clear, more specific way.
Exactly. Exactly. So I get where you're coming from, but can't get with this one, Hammett. I wanted it.
Well, Bobby Hemmett, we know you're a regular listener to the pod.
Yeah, next we time. You will get me next time.
We're not mad at you, big dog.
No, I still love you.
We like what you're doing, and we want you to keep it up. But it's a no for us this time. I think we did it too. You want to tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. You can find me June 18th headlining the DC Improv with my man Jamel Johnson, and new fall dates to come.
And yeah, follow me at Langston Kerman on Instagram. And June 23rd and 24th, I will be in Utah at the Wise Guys in West Jordan. And then I'll be at the Punchline Philly July 6th through the 8th. And then finally, July 28th and 29th, I will be in Wilmington, North Carolina at Dead Crow. I would love to see you all there. A bunch of y'all have been coming out to the live shows, and I get to say hi sometimes, and that's nice. It's a cool vibe.
It is great when you guys come out.
Yeah. And sometimes I don't get to say hi, and I'm sorry about that.
Sometimes my battery's drained, and honestly, I'm hiding in the green room like a little bitch.
Yeah, sometimes the anxiety takes over, and I don't get to hug and kiss on y'all, and please forgive me, but also, you get it.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes.
It'd be like that sometimes. And that said, if you like what you're hearing and you want to see us, go to the YouTube page and subscribe and watch the videos, and then leave comments. I don't know. And finally, if you want us to send us your own conspiracy theories, if you want to send us your drops, if you have Bobby Hemmett information that you feel necessary to share with us, please send it all to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, Irishman. You original Irishman. Send it all. And that's it. Bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, How Did We Get Here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.